His nail pierced. to be the king. And I'll never leave. Why? Mother's IOUs. You know, most people look through their wallets or pocketbooks and way down at the bottom past the credit cards, baby pictures, and green stamps, you usually find a little old dog-eared piece of poetry. I was cleaning out my wallet the other day and I ran across a whole bunch of IOUs, many of them many years overdue. Funny thing is that all these IOUs are owed to one person. and I kind of feel like right now might be a pretty good time for an accountant. I said, Mom, are you listening? Mom, I owe you for so many things, a lot of favors, like night watching, for instance, for laying awake nights, listening for coughs and cries and squeaking floorboards and me coming in too late. You have the eye of an eagle, the roar of a lion, but you always had a heart as big as a house. I owe you for services as a short order cook or chef, baker, for making sirloin out of hamburger, turkey out of tuna fish, and a big old scrapping boy out of leftovers. I owe you for cleaning services, for the daily scrubbing of the face and the ears, all work done by hand, and for the frequent dusting of a small boy's pants to try to make sure he led a spotless life, and washing and ironing no laundry could ever do, for drying the tears of childhood and ironing out the problems of growing up. I owe you for services as an angel, for protecting me from the terrors of thunderstorms, nightmares, too many green apples. Lord knows I owe you for medical attention, for nursing me through the measles and the mumps and the bruises and the bumps, splinters and the sprained feet. Let's not forget medical advice either. Oh, no. Important things like don't scratch it or won't get well. If you cross your eyes, you're going to stick like that. And probably the most important of all was to be sure you got on clean underwear, boy, in case you was in an accident. And I owe you for veterinarian services, for feeding every old lost dog I drug home on the end of a rope, and for healing the pains of puppy love. I owe you for entertainment, entertainment that kept the house going through some pretty tough times, and for the production of at Christmas, 4th of July and birthdays, for making believe come true and a very limited budget. I owe you for construction work, for building kites, confidence, and hope. And somehow you made them all touch the sky. And for cementing a family together through some worst kinds of shock and blows. For laying down a good strong foundation to build a life on. Thank you for carrying me on your books for the necessities of life. Things like a pair of high-top boots with a little pocket on the side for a jackknife. And one thing, Mom, I will never forget. When there was only 2 pieces of apple pie left in the 3 hungry people, I noticed that you was the one that suddenly decided you really didn't like apple pie after all. These are just a very few things that are long overdue. The person I owe them to was very, very cute. She managed it simply by doing without a whole lot of things she needed herself. My IOUs add up to much more than I can ever hope to repay. But the nicest thing about it is that I know that she would mark the entire bill paid in full for one little kiss and an I love you. Well, there's a blowing from the throne of springs to those who've gone astray. Come you in and your load of sin there at the altar lay. You don't seem to heed for the chain of greed till precious your desire. Be assured, my friend, if you still offend, he'll set your field on fire. You don't from sin retire, he won't set your field on fire. You have heard Jesus call, and in death your soul must fall. But, my friend, if you desire, you may join the heavenly choir and rejoice from him, free from every sin. Set your seen his voice, the soul rejoices, and trusted in his grace. You have blessed the sin as you dealt with sin. You can still hide your face. From the blessed Lord and his own true word, but still you say, retire. Kindle not the path, kindle not the wrath. You'll set your feelings.
I become aware of that prayer you prayed for me. You desired my love, Lord. You desired to set me free. Oh, my awesome God, my heart may you use. With each waking day in my life, may I cry out unto you. I've tasted my works, Lord. And I've had my fill of this sinful life, O Lord, that offers no will. Oh, but God has a message. When you take His hand, no one escapes the love from the blood of the Lamb. So, Lord, I surrender to you. May I surrender to you. Day in, day out, my works find me out. I must find my footsteps, not lacking your light. My will surrender to you. Lord, I surrender to you. May I surrender to you. Day in, day out, my works find me out. I must find my footsteps, not lacking your light. My will surrender to you. Oh, the Holy Ghost fire is burning in my soul. I can't help but witness. Lord, it's out of my control. I thank you for the love hold on me. I feel this a gift from you. Help me, Lord, stay in your will. Show the world salvation's true. Makes me say, Lord, I surrender to you. May I surrender to you. Day in, day out, my works find me out. I must find my footsteps, not lacking your light. My will surrender to you.
The song is called How Deep the Father's Love for Us. And I was listening to these words, and I originally heard about it because of a friend of mine that was in my band. It was like a very meaningful song to him, so he brought it in one day, and we're like, okay, let's learn it then. And it became something to me, you know, like deeply, as it was to him. Just the words were so powerful to me. How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make the wretch His true. How great the pain of searing loss. The Father turned His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon His shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held Him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything. No gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, that His wounds have paid my ransom. His wounds have paid my ransom.
Amazing grace, how sweet, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. When we bended 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've known less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.